No, you're good. Okay. Our month of learning is sponsored by Ethan Yosef Lehen Or Melamed in honor of Sophie Melamed. And we also dedicate all our learning this week, in particular, to Rav Uli Kluger, being that the week is sponsored in his honor by Nick and Alana Jerkowitz. We'd all like to take a moment to recognize you in person. So just to... My understanding, people are still in Tosos, right? Okay. So, and that could continue for sure. How are some Tosos? So, the beginning of Tosos, we spoke about the concept of Zechia Mitam Shlichus. We spoke about that 2 days ago. And then Tosis then launches into how it's possible the Katan has Anina Chasim. So what, basically three approaches, right? Three possibilities. The first is Das Acheres Makna Osan Shiny. The second is going to be, you could have Mamanis by a Katan when he's Yoresh, Kodmish is Gayer. Because there is Yerusha for a Goy. The Pasuk tells us, the Gemara Kedushin quotes it, by Esav, by Bnei Lot. So there is Yerusha by Goy, so he'd be Yerush and Darai's level. What that Yerusha is that's a Sogya also. That's a Sogya also. Is that Yerusha B'Toras, Yerusha's Jewish type of Yerusha? Is that a separate Parsha of Yerusha? Some of the Nafkaminas, I don't remember all of them, some of the Nafkaminas are, first of all, Kadimas, meaning after the son, is there Ach versus, meaning are each of the family members, I think his brother had a Ha'ar on this from that Rashi Ala Torah by Lot. So, is there Dine Kedimus of Kol HaKodem in terms of Nachlos by Goyim? Is there not? Pishnayim? You know, these types of questions, whether it applies by Goyim. But there is a concept of Yerusha by Goyim. It might not be Yerusha standard. It might be something like a Kam Tachtav, like a Ben, similar to what we have by Yid, by a Jew. A Ben, Goyish a Ben, even steps into the shoes of the father and fills his role and takes the Nechasim. But okay, but there is Yerusha on a Darais level, so maybe Kol Dim Shinaz Gari, he was Yerush. Inami, b'maisi yadav d'malachta b'skar tercho shalom idaraisa. This was the third answer in Tosis again. Tazachas machnos on Yerusha and possibly schar tercha. So in schar tercha, the main ma'am welcome you want to see is, if you haven't seen it already, is the Ktos in the Reish Mem Gimel, where the Ktos talks about the Prichadish is, well, the Gemara says in Yavamos that if you want to give matnos kuhuna, so you could even give matnos to kuhuna to a kohen katan. So, how is that possible? Or you need to be nosing in such a way that there's a nesina that is your makne, the mamanis, the matana, to the kohen, be the katan. How is it going to be kona, the matanos, the manos, kuna, from you when you're nosing him? There certainly is a din of nesina, the shaila and the rishon, rambam, ramban, whether there's two mitzvos, hafrash and nesina, but certainly matnos kuna, there's a mitzvah of nesina. So the nesina mitzvah needs a kinyan, so how do you buy a katan? So the tzais employs this svar and tosis of schar tircha, of schar malacha, that the pasuk tells us that the kohanim deserve their matanos chelef avodasam b'mikdash. It's a payment for it. It's compensation for the work they do in the mikdash. So you see that it's something that has. It has that schar tircha nature to it, and therefore even a katan can be kona on a deraisa level, like Aratosis here. There are things to talk about within that tos. First of all, the pasuk says chelef avodaschem. Avodaschem, I think it's talking to the kohen, right? Not avodasam. Chelef avodaschem, I think. So that's true, but kohanim who do work are usually gedolim. So how does it apply to a kohen katan? So that's the tos, and it seems the tos assumes that it's a low plug. It's a low plug that kohanim have this chelef avodaschem. The other thing you could think, Zachan, is maybe there's no din of Hakana. Maybe there is no din of Kinyan by the Kohen Kata, by the Kohen in general. Maybe there's an Asina. You have to give, but you don't have to make a Kinyan. The Pasuk doesn't say that you have to be Makna to him. The Pasuk says you have to be Nosein to him. So where else do we find such a concept? So there's another Ksos. Anyway, I don't remember which. It's somewhere in the Rashis, earlier in Rashis about Gittin. But the Ksos famously says, Ksos in replying about this, that by a get, it's v'nasan biyada. It's just an asina. It doesn't have to be a kinyan, which is why the exos there is working to explain why it's possible to have a get written on the Yisurei Hana. You can't make a kinyan on the Yisurei Hana, but you're able to give it over to them. So if you can give over the get to the person, that's enough. An asina is enough. So that's obviously going to factor into the exos over here. The exos is assuming one way in Reish Mem Gimel, but you didn't have to make that assumption, in which case you can give a different pshat in the Gemara in Yevamos, even if you don't like this answer in Tosis, or you don't like the application to the case of Kohen Katan. The last leg of Tosis is Ger Katan. Definitely don't plan to touch it today, but I'm not sure if I will at all. But there you have to see the Gemara Ksub Zir Aleph and the Tosis there. And then I think it's... each sentence in Tosis here is a sugya. So I don't know. Pick and choose. In the context of trying to develop an answer as to how they could have kinyans, Tosis suggests, like I said before, das acheres makno sunshiny. Here, Tosis first come from the famous Gemara in Sukkah. B'hash nicha hadam in perek lulav arava. Lo likni inish lulav liyanuka. You shouldn't give over your lulav to the katan on yantif. Yanuka mikna kani. He's going to be kona. The lulav aknui lomakni can't really give it back to you. The mikna kani afu midaraisa. Da'i the dasa chayes makna osa zochem midaraisa. La'cherem l'rasi digitin la'atzma l'kuleyama. Okay. V'hadam b'reish perek beis the kedushin. So this is the Gemara we saw 2 days ago. Ish zochem ben katan zochem haynu de'ein memana acherem apischo. What do you mean? We just saw that you could have a zechia through a das acheres makna. So no, when it says katan zoch, sorry, when it says ish zochem ben katan zochem the karban pesach, it's not talking about zechia as a kinyan. Rather, it's talking about ein memana acherem al pisco. He can't be memana others to be part of his karban pesach, to be part of the chabura. But it's not shayach to kinyanim. Inam ishein zochel acherem kamar. Meaning it is like our opinion we're developing now, says Taisvis, that it is like our opinion that you could be Zoche on a Darais level through Das Acheres Makne, but you just can't be Makne to Achirim. Ali Das Acheres Makne to Lo Kervasi. So it's either the Sugya is Lekule Alma, and it's talking about Minoy, not talking about Kinyanim, or it's, yeah, talking about Kinyanim, but it's only talking within not Ravasi, meaning you could be Zoche, but not be Zoche to Achirim through Das Acheres Makne. I don't have this clear, but in Seder we were discussing that you have to figure out how this lines up with the famous brisker of about Minoy on the Karban Pesach. Tosis in Kedushin on Mem Beis and Aleph. This is a little confusing to me, but Tosis in Mem Beis and Aleph in Kedushin, I asked a different kasha. They asked the Gemara says Ish Zochel and Katan Zochel by the Karban Pesach in Tamar the Lamali Krav Hakayim Melan the Ein Yad LeKatan. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me Ein Katan Zocha? I know Katan doesn't have a Yad. So the Tosis answer like this: V'yesh lomer de lagabe Pesach itzrich. You dafka need by a Karban Pesach to have a chiddush hakra that a katan is not going to be zoche in the Karban Pesach. Hold the shaylech ba'achilas pesachim, since he's able to eat the Pesach v'tzarach li'manos alav, which means he's going to be one of the menuyim in the chabura. Dechsev selebes bias afilu katan ema aflachirim zoche kamashulam. So because the katan has a shaylechus to achilas Karban Pesach and his shaylechus to achilas Karban Pesach is involved with a minoy on the Karban Pesach, so it's clear that he should have some sort of kinyan in the Karban Pesach, kamash mulah, and that he can't be mezakeh tachirim. That's what the Tosis in Kedushin say. So here the Brisker points out, there's other rayos from the Gemara and Pesachim elsewhere, in the Samachs. Here the Brisker points out that the din of minui, of being a memuna on the Karban Pesach, one of the menuyim in the Chabura, is not just a din in having a right to be ochel, but it's actually a kinyan in mamunas in the Karban Pesach. It's a yesod, it's important, and it's important. That the Brisker develops in the Kedushin on Mem Beis and Aleph. Here, I don't know, the first day here in our Tosis, when it asks from the Gemara Kedushin, first of all, like we just said a second ago, they're not asking the same kasha here. It's a different kasha. But Tosa's assumption is that Gemara and Pesachim, that Gemara and Kedushin is not talking about Zechia, meaning Kinyanim, it's talking about being Memaneh. Katan can't be Memaneh. And that's not a problem if you hold Zechia, because they're two different things. So is that against the Brisker Rav or not against the Brisker Rav? Meaning Rav Velbel says that if I am able to be one of the Menuyim who's Ochel, Karban Pesach, that means I have a Kinyan. Maman is like a Kinyan in the Karban Pesach. Tosa's here, they're talking about the flip, they're talking about being Memaneh. But they say the fact that a katan can or cannot be mane is a different sugya. It's not related to the question of whether he can be zochen kinyanim and things. So this is Rabbi Pear thought originally. I mean, I think we both agree that it's not clear. But is that obviously the flip side? Meaning, if you held like Revelvel in Kiddushin, so then obviously the flip side of the fact that you're kona in the carbon pesach when you're zofa in it as a manoy on it, then obviously you have a kinyan mamon. So the flip side is that if you're memana someone else, you're being machne to them. Is that the more obvious thing? Or no, is the fact that I'm manoy and therefore I'm kona in the carbon pesach is one sugya, and being memana doesn't involve kinyanim. It's appointing someone who's then going to be kona in the carbon pesach. I don't know. You have to learn. We have to learn the brisk rub and see if he has any mashmas about this. Shai. Someone want to say something to him or no? Vim Tomer, Behech Medakti Begitten. How do we have a Gemara in Gittin? The Zochel Acherim, that a cotton is able to be Zochel for Acherim, mid the Poda Meister Shein Acherim, because he's able to be Poda Meister Shein for Acherim, be Mechalel, the Hektish of Meister, whatever, the Kedusha of Meister Shein to Acherim. Vahalo afilu la'atzmu lo zach midor Meister, kishen da'as Acherim makna osan, v'chil ha'meister, mi'ika da'as Acherim makna Acherim, al dezichil ha'skotan. How do you have the ability of the cotton to be called Poda to Acherim on the Meister Sheini? Harei, he can't be Zochel for himself without da'as Acherim makna in his day in Tosus. There he's being machna ta'achirim, or zocha ta'achirim, without that's karas machna. B'yish lomar de kasabar ha-makshe, de kimo she zocha la'atzmo b'chil al meiser min ha-Torah. The same way the katan can be machal al meiser sheni min ha-Torah and be zocha la'atzmo in the meiser sheni, machmas de muflo samach li'ish da'araisa, because the concept of a muflo samach li'ish being shayach ta'nadarim, being shayach ta'hektish, is da'araisa, that even though he's not a gadol, he's big enough, he's a muflo samach li'ish, he's big enough that he's able to have hafla, he's able to have Kedusha and its opposite, Hafkaz Kedusha. So that's true about Ma'aser Sheni, being called to the Ma'aser Sheni and therefore being Mafkia the Kedusha. Kemo Chin, Zoch L'Acher Min HaTorah. So too, he can also now be Zoch L'Acher Min HaTorah. So just to note, there's a double jump here, right? There's going from Muflo Samach L'Ish, the Araisa, by Kedusha, by Hekdish, by Ma'aser Sheni, to Zechia, and then Zechia to Zoch L'Acher. Right? Meaning it's a double jump. Okay, but those are assuming a double jump, that once you have the ability to be Mufla Samach Ish, who's able to be Poda, Ma'aser Sheni, to be Poda Hektish, to be Mafkia Kedusha, so then obviously you also have the Koach to be Zoche, and then again, the next step is even being Zoche Tachirim. So, just a small Ha'ara. So Tosfos is making an assumption. I said it was two assumptions, but the first assumption is itself important. Tosfos is making the assumption that the fact that we have a Gemara, the fact that we have a din that a katan who's a mufla samach leish is able to be make hekdish, is able to be pulled the ma'aser sheni, right? Is able to be shy for the world of kachim. So that logically carries over that he's therefore able to maybe have kinyanim also. So what's that about? What is hekdish? Meister Sheni, Hektish, what does that have to do with Kinyanim? What does that have to do with Zechiah? The fact that he pulled the Meister Sheni La'atzmo, how does that show you that he could also be Zoche La'atzmo? What's that about? So the Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Hey Amar Aleph says, U'minayin she'af b'shtar. What's the source for Kedushin Shtar? V'dinu. U'ma kesef she'in motzi. It's machnes. You can't make a gerishin with kesef. But you could marry with kesef. You could be machnes with kesef. Shtar shemotzi. You talk it can be megarish with shtar. Ain't odin shemachnes. Shtar clearly has a bigger koach in the sense that you could even be megarish alidei shtar. So it's a kal v'chomer learned from it's bedinhu that if kesef can't be megarish, but it can be kona lekedushin. So shtar, which can be motzi for sure, can be machnes lekedushin. That's the Kal V'Chomer. So the Gemara is Mafrich the Kal V'Chomer. Mala Kesef, what are you talking about? It's not a good comparison. Mala Kesef, Shekin Podim Bo Hektish Meister Sheni. Kesef has a special Koach. Kesef can be, the word here is Kesef can be Shekin Podim Bo Hektish Meister Sheni. Kesef can be Poda, it can redeem, it can be Mechalel Hektish Meister Sheni. So it's got a real Koach. Tamar Shtar Shein Potem Bohekdash Meis Hashini. The Chsiv Nasna Kesef the Kamla. The Gemara gives another makar of Yatsa Bahaisa, that the same way you have Shtar by Girish and you have Shtar by Kedushin. So the Gemara here has a Kamla Chomer that you see Kesef can be Machnis to Kedushin even though it can't be Megarish. Shtar should Kavu Chomer be able to be Mekadish because it's able to be Megarish. No, Kesef is shiny. Why is Kesef shiny? Because she came Podin Bo Meiser Shein Behekdash. And Shtar, you're not Podin Meiser Shein Behekdash, so you can't compare the two. So the obvious kasha is Mala Kesef, Shekain, I don't know, it's you can play poker with it, and you don't play poker with Shtar. What's the, who cares? There's no shaykhus to what we're talking about. Mala Kesef that has a picture of George Washington on it. What shaykhus does it have to what we're talking about? It's Pod the Hektish and Meiser Shani. That's Inyane Kachim. That's Inyane Kedusha. That's Hektish. That's Meiser Shani. What does that have to do with Kinyanim about Kedushin, which we're talking about in the Gemara here? The Gemara is trying to learn that Kesef, that Shtar, sorry, is Mekadesh and Isha. In Kiddushin, so that's Kinyanim. So you have to, you can either prove or be mafrich from something in the world of Kinyanim, but how could you prove or be mafrich from something in the world of Kedusha, of Hektish? What is, how is that mafrich the Kavachomer here? The Kavachomer was, you see, Shtar is even stronger than Kesef, because Shtar is Megarish, for sure it could be Machnes. So the Gemara says, no, shiny Kesef is very different, because Kesef is even stronger, because Kesef is able to be Podem, Meiser, Sheni, and Hektish. So what is able to be Podem, Meiser, Sheni, and Hektish? How does that prove anything about how strong it is in the world of Kinyanim, of Kedushin? Yeah? So Reb Chaim deals with this. Reb Chaim and Sefer, Hilchos Meiser Sheni and Perek Ches. He's dealing with a different kasha that you have to see separately if you want to get the whole context, and it's shaykh to Bechoros, shaykh to a few sugyas. But just to parachute into the line that's most relevant to us, he says, V'cheinu gam b'ikar akinyin. Listen to the line. Deharei, behekdeshos, when it comes to hektish, hamilvad desarach le'eschalo al kesef. It's true. The way hektish works is that this is kadosh, and now I'm going to mechal that kedusha and transfer the kedusha onto the money. Right, it's just a magic thing. It's not a kinyanim thing. It's a magic thing. I'm mechalel the kedusha from this, and it's transferred onto some other item entirely. Okay, so that's true. That is one level of what's going on by chilul meiser sheni chilul hekdesh. But hari ikr chilulo, when it comes to the, I don't know, say the mechanism of how the chilul happens, din kinyan kesef vei. It has dinim. It works through this the mechanism of kinyanim of kinyan kesef. That kesef kona es a hektish. What happens is you give the money, you're not just magically transferring the kedusha onto the money, you give the money and you buy the hektish, you buy it, lehischala, olav. You buy it so that the kedusha will be chal on the money instead. Uchid esnan bekedushin daf chavches, rishus gavoa bekesef, dahinu kinin kesef. Okay. Says Reb Chaim, mechim bekedushin daf hei. You see a raya brewer for this in kedushin daf hei, malakasashin podim bo hektish maizah sheni. The Iri Gam came leaning Kinyan Kesef. That Gemara is clearly talking about Kinyanim. Ulal Karcha, the Kol Shavik has Kesef being leaning Chilul. This is already back to the question you started with. So basically, Reb Chaim, he sees it as an obvious Yisod, and it's not a Kasha to him. He bavorns the Kasha. He thinks the Gemara in Kedushin is a Raya for what he's talking about. Meaning, we think of Kinyanim as one thing on the one hand, and Hektish and being Poda Hektish and being Maktish on the other hand entirely. Now, I guess on one end, we know about the concept of Hektish being a kinyan because it's going from Rishus Hedjo to Rishus Gavoa. What Reb Chaim is telling us is that even Pidyon Hektish, even Chilul Hektish, is also working through Kinyani Kesef. Okay, through the Kinyan Kesef you end up with Chilul, but the process by which that happens is you buy the Hektish L'inin that it be Mischalel on the money. That's what the process is really about. It's really Kinyanim. A raya from our Gemara and Kedushin, because the Gemara and Kedushin compares Shekain Podim Bo Hektish Meiser Sheni from Kesef to Kedushin. Why? It's Hektish, it's Meiser Sheni, it has nothing to do with Kinyanim. Answer, yes, it does have to do with Kinyanim. Even Chilul Hektish is also about Kinyanim, it's about Kinyani Kesef. It works through the mechanism of Kinyani Kesef. In the new, the new Reb Chaim is the black fat ones, so in the back of the Sefer they have from Moshe Shapiro, that the Sifri, I didn't have a chance to look it up, I only saw that he's quoted this, but he quotes the Girsa and the Sifri. Our Gemara, remember, said Shekain Podin Bo Hektish Maisashani. So apparently the Girsa and the Sifri is Shekain Konin Hektish. That there's a Kinyan on the Hektish, which is Mamish, what Chaim is telling us is the Yesod over here. This, that Hektish and Pigeon Hektish and the Hamistayif, that it's related to Kinyanim. So the Achronim say you have clear intimations to this fact in the Rishonim. If you look in Rashi, in many places, but particularly in Bava Metzia, on Daf Mem Vav, so the Gemara there tells us the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, that Dvar Torah Ma'os Konos, that money, Kesef, is a Kinyan on Daraisa level. So what's Rabbi Yochanan's source, that Dvar Torah Ma'os Konos? The Gemara doesn't say. So Rashi quotes a Pasuk for the Makar. It's not only about Mziah, but it's also about Mziah. Rashi quotes a Makar for the Din, Dvar Torah Ma'os Konos, that Kesef is Kone. He says, because we know, V'nasana Kesef Ekamlo. The Pasuk says that you give money in the context of Chil Hektish. The Pasuk doesn't really say V'nasana Kesef Ekamlo. It's a amalgamation of different psukim, but V'nasana Kesef Ekamlo, there's an Asinas Kesef, and that's Poda Hektish. So the Achronim say, Rabbi Chanan says this, others say this as well, Rabbi Chanan quotes this from a Chacham Echad, I think. Or maybe he just quotes it on his own, and then he quotes a Chacham Echad as Kakash on it, I forget. But he quotes this Raya, but everyone has this Raya from the Rashi and Bavim Tzia and elsewhere, that Dvar Torah Malus Konos, the source for that, is V'nasana Kesef Ekamlo. So you see again, that the whole source for Kesef being a Kinyan is from what? It's from Hektish. Like Reb Chaim Yisod, that Hektish, Pidyon Hektish, Chil Hektish, is really a din in Kinyan Kesef, it's really a din in Kinyanim. So Reb Chaim spells this out here in Chelek Beis Kedai, to look at Chelek Beis of Kovit Shirim, Simen Chaf. It's called Bidin Chil Hektish. That's the Shtikal Torah is called. I hadn't remembered this, or I pair remembered this, Reb Chaim, and we couldn't find it at the time. I found it yesterday. A short piece, it's very, very Kedai. So Rabbi Chanan quotes this Raya, he spells it out for us, in Os Gimel here. Ubahada Amar Rabbi Yochanan Dvar Torah Ma'os Konos Pirshu Harishon Diyalof Amidichsev Nasna Kesef Ekam Lo. So it's interesting. So Rabbi Chaim, Reb Chaim developed the Yesod. The Yesod is good. It's Mistaber, and it works with, let's say, Rashi's, okay. Is it Pashut? Is it obvious that if you say this Yesod about Hektish, it's also true about Ma'aseh Sheni? I mean, it's one thing to say Pidyon Hektish, Chil Hektish, is Kinyanim. Is it Pashut that that's true about Ma'aseh Sheni also? So it's not so Pashut, and maybe it's even totally in the Machlokas, for Meir and the Behuda, in Kiddush in the second parak, about whether Ma'aseh Sheni is Mamun Gavah, Mamun Hedyot. Side note, one wonders if, based on Rabbi Peres Chavura from earlier in the year, if that's even what the Machlokes would be Tullian, because Mamun Gavoa doesn't really mean Hektish Mamish, it means Mamun Delay that has Dinim. But okay, but you know, let's just assume in a very basic way, but one does wonder about that. Maybe if Meister Shin is Mamun Gavoa, you hear that it's also like Hektish, it's being Poda, is taken out of the Rishus of Gavoa, so you could hear a Svar like that, that might be true. But it is a jump. So Rabbi Chanan here has a raya against Ma'aseh Sheni being included in the Yesod. He says, "The Lefizai Kasha Behada Amar Chizkiya Ma'aseh Sheni Sheim Bo Shav Pruta Omer Hu Bechom Shom Mechulal Al Malus Harishonim She Efshar Ladim Letzam Se Ma'osav The name of the Efshar Lechil Below Dina Kinyan Ma'im Hani Had Malus Harishonos Hami Kol Makom Pachlus Mishav Pruta Ain Osa Kinyan Uvada In Kinyan Behedu La Ma'hani Had Malus Harishonos Ad Kan Dvar." So he says, a Chacham Echad asked him that you could have Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni on a Pachas Mishav Pruta. How could that work? It's not a Kinyan. So he says, V'yitzati Kushi, I think this is what you remember. V'yitzati Kushi Zo Lefnei Klod Kacho Moi Rabbi Chaim Halevi Zatzal. He asked Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim should have a fancy answer, right? Because he just told us in Sefer, and also the Gemara in Kedushin is Mavur, that way it says, Shekein Podin Hektish U'Ma'aseh Sheni, correct? And Reb Chaim said, Hektish Ma'aseh Sheni. Beheshiv li, b'ktsara, he said very briefly, the ain raya mi hektish l'maiser sheni. Rav Chaim answered Rav Chanan that you don't have a raya from Hekdesh to Meiser Sheni. Hekdesh is one thing, Meiser Sheni is another thing. You can't ask a kasha on Hekdesh from Meiser Sheni. So again, he answered Bektzara, which might mean that he was... I don't know, maybe it's like when the Rav was wrapping his tefillin, Shiloke Kulei Alma, and the guy asked him, why are you wrapping your tefillin that way? And he said, oh, I must have forgotten. Which really meant that he didn't want to answer the Balabas about why he wraps his tefillin differently than other people. So it could be that Reb Chaim had an answer, but he was working on a different sugya. He didn't want to be ma'arich in it. So he says, no, it's not comparable. And he had some fancy shtickle Torah to explain why it's not a kasha, but it's still the same yisod. I don't know. But here, Reb Chanan reports Reb Chaim saying there's a chil between Meiser Sheni and Hekdesh. In Sefer, Reb Chaim writes that Hekdesh and Meiser Sheni are on the same page here in terms of kinyanim. So I don't know if it's a mitzvah to work it out, but Reb Chanan had a little bit of a different masorah than Reb Chaim did on himself. In this context, so Rav Chanan quotes Reb Chaim, he quotes that Yesod, he quotes the Raya from Rashi. He just makes a Ha'ara here, which I think is fascinating, and hey, not perfectly clear, but fascinating, in Os Hay here. He says, V'lulei divrei mori v'rabi zal, if not for what Reb Chaim said, I would have said differently. Ha'efshar lomar, digam b'chil hektish ain't sarach l'dinei kinyan. Even chil hektish doesn't actually need dinei kinyan. V'hagi alfinan demos konos mikra d'benasana kesef. This, that, we have Rashi's all over and Rishonim who learn the source for Kinyan Kesef, Maus, Konos, on a Daraisa level, from the Nasna Kesef, become low. That's not because it takes a Kinyan to be Mechal Hektish. Listen to this. This is Dakas Dick. The Hagi Alfina de Maus, Konos, Mikra, de Venasana Kesef, the Ayri Bechil, Hainu Midichsiv, become low. There's two parts of the Pasuk, Venasana Kesef, become low. Venasana Kesef, you give, become low means it's yours. So where do you learn Dvar Torah Maos Konos? From become low. Because once a person's mechalo hektish, it becomes his. V'zeh yefshar below dini kinyan. Nothing can become yours without a kinyan. Dinehi da ha-kedusha mischalel z'gam below kinyan. Maybe the kedusha is mischal in a magical way, the way we originally thought. You give money and hocus pocus, the kedusha's gone and transfers. Okay, but now how does this meiser sheni, or how does this hektish become mine? How is it my property now? Me'ez etam yeh shalo. It must be there was also a kinyan of the object, but that's not necessarily responsible for the chil kedusha. Meaning, I would have thought it's more of a stabber to see like Reb Chaim, you would want to put the two things together. The chil is what brings the kedusha, the hektish, the meiser sheni into your rishus. But Reb Chanan is suggesting that no, the chil is one thing, and then afterwards, since you happen to have also given money, you're kone that object. But it's not a raya that the actual chil takes place al yidei kinyan kesef. The other raya that I think, I don't know if Reb Chanan quotes this, but everyone says this, the other raya is that the Gemara Bava Metzia, Nun Vav, it brings a miyut, that there's no ona by hektish. We've spoken about this, right? Because we spoke about chil maisa shena on parashat Shavuta on daf, whatever. On daf, Yipimo? No. What? Pesach Vav Beis, right? We're closest there. So why do you need a miyut? Unless pigeon hektish is kinyani kesef, and usually by kinyani kesef there's din of onah, so you need a pasuk to tell you there's no din of onah. So that's another raya they bring for Reb Chaim's yisod, that you see that there's a din of kinyan kesef to chil kedusha. Yes, and our Tosus, it's interesting. Tosus is saying that you see by hektish that this katan amufla samach leish has the ability to be podeh. And that's a raya that he could also be zocha, and then zocha l'achirim. So what's the raya bechlal? One's hektish and one's kinyanim. Answer, no. It's kinyanim. Hektish is kinyanim. So when you see that a mufla samach leish has a deraisa power of being mechal al kedusha, it is shayim. It could still be a jump because you're moving from the world of hektish to kinyanim. There could still be differences, but you can hear a tushdal between the two, that there is such a thing as a level of kinyanim to the person at that age, and it can serve as a raya to the din by kinyanim from hektish. I don't know, let's say you learn like Rav Chanan brought in that dechia. So maybe you still could have it, maybe you still have a raya, at least from the kamlo, I don't know. Meaning you see that the katan can still be zochin, even if he's not able to make the kinyan kesef to be in the talak dusha, because that's not how it works. But the fact that he's then kona the object, maybe that's still a raya, I don't know. Yeah. So then Tosfos go on and present those two other answers. You could have Yerusha Daraisa, and you could have Schar Tircha Daraisa. Then Tosfos in the second widest, in the second of the widest lines here, tries to strike the kasha. Vim Tomer Behechon is Gai. No. Second. Sorry. A line above that. Sorry. Right before the lines branch out all the way. Vim Tomer Hech is Chayav Adam Asham Al Gzela. How could you ever have a case of an Asham Gzela on a katan? Ha inishban al tainas cher shod v'katan. You guys saw this kasha already in Tosfos? What do you mean? If a katan's towing, it has a tvi on you, you're not, we're not nishban that. K'der shim b'ak gozol kam, we have a drasha for it. Parak shvuos hadayonim, also. Ki itin ish, v'in esinas katan klom. So how do you ever end up with a shvua on tainas katan? How do you ever end up with a shvua on tainas katan? So before we see what Tosfos says, so they point out that the Rambam, it's easy. The Rambam has an easy answer to this. Why? Because the Rambam writes in Schiris Beis Zion. Yeah. Schiris Beis Zion. Katan shehitkid biyad gadol. Let's say a katan was mafkid a pikadan by a gadol. Oh, hishilo. Hari zeh ha-gadol nishba shvuas ha-shom rim l'katan. So the Rambam says, your nishba ashvua, this is the Aruch Lenar points out on the Tosfos, you can look there. The gadol is nishba ashvua shomim on the katan's pikadon to him. What's the takah b'shan net? Why is that? It's a tainas katan, no? Again, the reason why this would be an answer to Tosfos is because Tosfos don't say this. But the Rambam can say, you can have a shvua to a katan if it was a shomrim, a case of shomrim. Okay, but why? Like, why does Rambam think that's okay? We do have a miyut for a katanim if they're being towing a taina. So there's an orsa meach. I just don't remember if it's in schiris or in towing minitan. But if you look in towing minitan, hey, tes, the Rambam says like this, ein nishbain al tainas cherish od v'katan, that's aradin. You're not nishbain a tainas katan. Echad haba v'tainas atzma v'tainas aviv. It's not a taina. It's as if I'm giving him a present. I found an aveda. I'm giving back to him. There's no taina when it's a katan. A katan's tviya
is not a tviya at all.
So what's the pshat by shvuas hashomrim? Why do you have a shvuah to the katan? If it's a katan, it's not a tvi, it's not a taina. So the answer the Magen Mishnah says right here. The Magen Mishnah says it's because you don't need a taina by shomrim. Shmira is mechayiv in a shvuah. Should you be remiss in your shmira? That's it. When someone is mafkid something to you, you accept the shmira of the object, and the ramifications of that is that you're going to take a shvuah when you're either remiss or trying to prove that you aren't remiss in your duties to take care of that object. It doesn't take a tvias katan or tvias anyone, the mafkid, to bring that shvua out. It's a shvua that's that you're chayiv in memela from becoming a shomer. So the Rambam says it's true. Tainas katan is eno taina. That's what he told us in Toin Benitan, in Perek Hey. But the fact that you're a shomer on a katan's property, so you do have a shvua because there's no need for a taina. So you could have answered Tosfos kasha if you were the Rambam. You could have answered Tosfos kasha like this: that you have a shvua as a shomer at least. Tosfos didn't say this. Why didn't Tosfos? We didn't see what Tosfos do answer yet, but why didn't Tosfos say this? So if you continue in the Rambam in Schiris Bei Zion, he quotes another opinion. Ho Rabosai, She'ein ze nishba b'tainas ha-katan, kedei shenomar ein nishban al-tainas katan. The Rambam says, oh, we're nishba on a pikadan that a katan was mafkid by you. So the Horu Rabosai, that's crazy. Ein Nishban al Tainas Katan. What are you talking about? Ein Nishban al Tainas Katan. Shekol Hashem Shvasim Shvas Shemahi. We will maybe touch on that. That's involved. But basically, it's not a real Tainas, so why would we take a Shvuah? So here the Ravid takes that side. The Ravid takes the side of Rabosai. Rabosai Horu, Vani Maskim Mahim. She'einu Nishba Klal. Vafilu Hesis. Why? The Ravid gives his Svara. Why not? She'ein Nisinas Katan Klum. Then pikad an inkan shvua inkan, but if you look at aveda, aveda asim mikoch ben das, tamal asmecha Tikul parsha ikar b'shvas shomim ba'ala ka'amar ish prat l'katan. Bod alvade shelo inishban alsafik el shelo inishban. Inishban doesn't make any sense. So the Rebbe says something very fundamental here. This is where you need to see the Oras HaMeach. We just don't have time for it. But the Rebbe says something very fundamental here. The Rambam says it's a pikadan. And in a chanami, a taina's katan is not a taina. But there's no need for a taina. There's a pikadan here. If there's a pikadan, there's a shua. The Rebbe says in a chanami, if there's a pikadan, there's a shua. But there's no pikadan. Because the pasuk says, ish ki yitain. I forgot the pasuk. Ish ki yitain kez b'kelem. Right? How does the pasuk go? Whatever. Ish ki yitain kez b'kelem. Ki yitain ish is kez b'kelem. Whatever. You know. So, ish prat l'katan means that it's only considered an esinas kelem. It's only considered a pikadan when it's an ish. If it's a katan, it's not a pikadan. So it's not the pshat that you have a pikadan, but there's no taina. The pshat you don't even have a pikadan. Everyone is going to agree that the tainas katan is not mechayev. Fine, that we'll talk about later. Here, it's in a chanami, you don't need a taina, and therefore, even if it's a katan, it should be mechayev and shvuah, like the Rambam says. But says the Ravid, explaining the whole rabosai, there was no pikadan here. A katan can't give a pikadan because it's not an ish. The nesina is probably in him being an ish, so there's no pikadan. So that's the machlokas Rambam and Ravid. And the chora, that's the pshat and waitosis. I guess they took this out of the Ravid. They didn't offer that answer over here because it's not shaykh. There's no pikadan. There's no nesinas ha-pikadan. So you can't end up with a shavua that way. What do Tosas answer? So Tosas say two answers. It's not a diak, but you know, Tosas here quote the pasuk and the question, ki yitain ish ve'in nesinas katan klom. Which sounds like what we just said in the right. Not a diak, because I think that is the Gemara. And you just have to answer for the Rambam anyways. But it's as much a diak for what we're saying it is just for the right sheet in general. Okay. V'yish lomer da hani mili b'tainas kthira v'hoda ava al pi eda echa nishbain. So the first answer to us, I'll say the second answer to us is inami b'kovitz v'nishba. If the person just jumps the gun and decides to take a shvua, even though he wasn't mechuyav in it, so then apparently that shvua is chal. And then we could have a case of shvua on nishba on a katan. Okay. But the first answer to us give is that you could have a case where the katan was toveya, and you had an eid echad that's misayaya to the katan's taina, so then you would be nishba to the katan. So this is a sugya unto itself. So you really have to learn Gemara and Shavuos on Membeis. You have to look at the Gemara above and see on Gimel and Dalet. There's really like a... This is a whole another sugya. But just to point out what is being assumed over here, Tosus seem to be assuming, again, if a Tainas Katan is a zero, so does an Eid Echad help? An Eid Echad times or plus zero is... Well, let's say times zero is going to... I'm not a math guy. Is going to be zero, right? So an Eid Echad might be able to assist a Taina, but it can't, out of the blue, help on Taina's Katan. So, L'chora, Tosas are assuming, it's like, everything's flipped now. Tosas are assuming that the Katan has a Kalach HaTviya, it's just a weaker Kalach HaTviya, it's not a full Taina. Mashal Ma'adav Doma, Tosas themselves, on Dav Gimel and Bab Metzia, so they say that if you have a Taina's Shema, and an Eid Echad together, it's Mechayev and Shvua. We know from the Gemara and Shvua's and Daf Mem that it's from Pasuk and Torah that an Eid Echad is not Mechayev and a Karban, but it's Yeh Mechayev and a Shvua. So an Eid Echad is Mechayev and a Shvua. But the Rishonim debate whether that's only alongside a Tainas Bari or it's also alongside a Tainas Shema. You look in the Rishonim Kotri Magash on Mem Beis in Shvua's and elsewhere. So Tosas and Bab Metzia assume that even if you have a Tainas Shema plus an Eid Echad, it's still going to be Mechayev and a Shvua. Because apparently they think even a weak taina is bolstered by an eid echad who's mechayev then in the shvua on a deraisa level. That's only possible if you hold that a taina's katan is something. If it's epis, if it has any teeth to it at all, it could be weak and then bolstered and built up by a shvua's eid echad, by an eid echad. Sorry, but if it's a zero, it can't be now mechayev a shvua without a taina whatsoever. The Rambam, I think, told us pretty clearly that the Tainas Katan is not a Taina at all. So it's Mestaber why he wouldn't say, like Tosas over here, he would not say that an Eid Echad plus a Tainas Katan is Mechayev. What the Achronim ask is exactly our sugya that we're talking about right now. The Chronim asks, the Beis Yosef has this in Choshen Mishpat Simin Tzadi Bav. He asks, how come the Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Gezela, the Rambam Paskins, like Tosos, that a Tainas Shema plus an Ein Echad is Yeh Mechai Meshua? So the Rambam does have this concept of weak Taina plus Eid Echad is Mechai Veshua. And then he turns around in our halachos that we mentioned before, and he assumes that an Eid Echad plus a Tainas Katan is not going to be Mechai Veshua. So what's the pshat in that? So Elamai, the pshat is exactly what we just said. A Taina Shema is Chacha Taina. It's something. The guy has enough, it's unclear, it's ambiguous, he's not sure. But he thinks something's amiss. He thinks he's owed money. He thinks there's a reason for a shvuah. So he has a taina. It's a taina shema. It's a weak taina, but it's a taina. But if a katan is tovaya, if a katan has a taina, it's a zero. So a zero times an echad is still zero. It still doesn't amount to anything. So that's the lechor. That's the pshat in the Rambam. Why the Rambam wouldn't say what Tosas said. Why Tosas have a second layer of chiddush here, which is that taina's katan is epis. It is something. It's not strong enough, but it is something. The other thing you have to work on here is just how exactly an Eid Echad works. When you have an Eid Echad plus a Taina, even in a case of a Taina's Bari, like a regular case of Eid Echad plus Taina, what's the Pshat in the Chiv Shvua there? Is the Pshat that an Eid Echad is Mechayev the Shvua, or is the Pshat that a Taina is Mechayev the Shvua al Tanai that has an Eid Echad? That's something you have to work on also. The Nafka Mina can be what we're talking about. Meaning, is the Taina a critical, fundamental part of the Chiv HaShvua? Or is it a t'nai in it, in which case you may have, I'll call it whatever leniency is, you can take the taina less seriously, as long as you have an eid echad. If the eid echad is the mechayev, then you just need epis to be able to then be mechayev. If the eid echad is just misayaya, and really the taina is the mechayev, then you need a full taina in order to have an eid echad kick in, which counts for the rishonim who say you need a taina's bari, not just the taina's shema. Okay, so that was just la'orer banu, that there's a sugi here. I don't have the capacity or the time to go into it. But l'chora, this little line in Tosas, the Kasha was assuming very much like the Ravid against the Rambam in Hilchos Chiras. The Rambam would have answered differently than Bereshvuas HaShomrim, which Tosas don't agree to, probably because they hold like the Ravid that it's not a pikatan when it comes from a katan. Then Tosas give two answers. The second one is interesting just in the sense that it's chal, meaning a shvua is chal when you're kovid in nishva. The first one is important because it's taking a stand on the fact that a tainus katan plus an eid echad is yeh mechayev. The Rambam doesn't say that. And wouldn't say that because it's a shvuas, it's an eid echad times a zero of a katan. Apparently, Tosas are assuming that there is some teeth to the tain of a katan. So that's a part of the sugya of eid echad amisayeh that you have to get into if you want to understand that more fully. Okay, we'll stop here.